Next up, Marsh Moody, from the Board of Education.
Can I take the shortcut?
First of all, I want to thank Mayor Dotson for allowing me to speak tonight, and thank all of you for being here and showing your interest and taking your time to be here with everyone. And I've learned a lot tonight myself. I've learned from the commissioners, I've learned from Stephanie and everybody that spoke. I've gained some knowledge. Now, I hope that I can give a little more knowledge and enlighten you on whatever. But first of all, I'll give you a brief history of me. Old country boy too, like Mr. Kelly said. There's not many of us around here that weren't country boys, to tell you the truth. But I went on to University of Alabama, Roll Tide, and graduated. I taught in Tuscaloosa City System, Monroe County System, back to Bibb County, and I've stayed. And 26 years as principal. Before that, I was coach and teacher in the classroom. Later on, became a board member. This fall will be my 12th year as a board member, and I enjoy it because I feel like I can help in some ways. I like the experience, and like all of you, and it may be a wore-out expression, but we love our children, and I do. I've had children of my own who now have children, and their children have children, so I've had all those experiences. But my primary concern, because you elected me to serve as a board member from District 1, my primary concern, like I say, I care about every kid in this county, private or public. I think they all deserve the best education they can get. But you elected me to represent the schools of Woodstock Elementary, West Blockton Elementary, West Blockton Middle School, and West Blockton High School. And that's where I want to devote everything I can do to help those schools. And they do need help. And as Mr. Burt explained tonight, Mr. Burt, I have to be honest, when I heard we was going to get that money, I was glad. I was glad we was going to get it. But naturally, because we need it. We do need money. We need money for a lot of reasons. I could go into numerous, and I think most of you would see that. Anywhere from just children's playgrounds on up to additional teachers and other courses that we could offer. I wish that we could offer courses like they offer at Mountain Brook, Vestavia, Hoover. Unfortunately, we can't. We know that they've got more, not better people, but better income, more valuable property, so forth. That's part of the reason, and truthfully, they're probably interested in their kids, too. That's why they have these good schools. So we need to take an interest, as I'm repeating now. We need to take an interest in improving education in Bibb County, and everything we can do to we need to do it. Keith brought up the situation and keep saying they. I think he explained that, though. They wasn't Ms. Daly and I, and she's explained that. But we're not against the other end of the county. Let me just get down to it, okay? We're not against that part of the county. We want those kids to have equal opportunity, but we want equal opportunity. We want our kids to experience things. We want them to have the best facilities they can have. They deserve it as much as the other end. The other end, really, I'm hoping, Mayor, that we'll get to the point where we got businesses and we look like we are and families moving in here. I'm for growth and progress. I want us to have, I hate to offend anybody if you're from the, I want us to have a team that'll compete regular with the other school. We're going to be playing them again this year. And As Key said, he loves football, and everybody that knows me know I love it too. I'm a kind of a nut about it. But I realize what's more important. I realize that education is more important than sports. There's not many people going to go on and make a living playing sports. We've had two or three in this county in recent years, but that's the exception rather than not nearly the rule. But Keith spoke about the reason for this sales tax extension. And to tell you the truth, I don't quite fully understand it myself. But like I say, when I first heard about it, I said, heck, I'm glad to get the money. We need it. I know we need it. But as it's going now, it looks like the plans are to build buildings mainly on the other end of the school system. And I'll just put it bluntly, they've got a new school. We don't. Our school's been there a long time. And I'm going to tell you another little bit of history. The first school that I knew about in West Block, the first high school, well, I went to the old elementary school there too. It's now been replaced. But that school was built during Franklin Delano Roosevelt's term of office. It was what they called a WPA program. It was a job created by the federal government to give men who, in the part of the Depression, some of the worst economic history of the United States, it was to give them jobs. And that's how that building got built. It was an old wood frame building, E-shaped, hardwood floors. And, of course, back nobody had air conditioning back in, but they had a lot of windows you could raise. And just to be truthful, we really didn't know any better. Now I do, but we had good teachers. Most of them are dedicated teachers, like we have good teachers today. They're dedicated. They're not in it for the money. The principals, administrators, they're not in it for the money. They need money, and in a lot of cases, they need more money. But anyway, going on with the history, that building was there when George Wallace, and I know everybody in here knows about George Wallace. George Wallace came on his first run for governor. It was in the 60s. I can't give you the exact date, but he came to West Blockton and spoke in that building, that old E-frame wooden building. And he said, I promise you one thing, and you know how politicians make promises. But he said, I promise you one thing, if I'm elected governor, I'll see that you've got a new school building in West Blockton. Well, guess what happened? He didn't get elected. Not that first term. He got beat. But he ran again, and he got elected. Guess what? We got that new school building we're in now. 1965, it was erected. They moved from the old building to that building. But that building's been there since 65, and I guarantee you the principals and teachers could tell you a lot more than I can, but they've told me a lot of things. I know a lot of things that need fixing, and some of them may be beyond repair. Safety issues concerns me more than anything else. But my story in short is, Keith, I want to use that fund that I want to use it for West Blockton to have a new high school. We need the grounds. I know land is available. And I know this thing about 3-2 also. Bill and I both understand that. But we're going to fight hard to try to get what I've just told you. We want a new high school. And we want a lot of other things too. But if that money can only be used for building purposes, I see a good need for it. But I won't bore you any. I hope I didn't bore you then. But I won't take up any more time. I could go on with a list of things I jotted down while I was listening that I know that we could use and need from elementary school, pre-K actually, on up. I just want to mention one thing, and this is probably. Nobody even worries about this except a few people, maybe like me, that's got little bitty kids in pre pre-kindergarten, or kindergarten this year, but was pre-K. The playgrounds, just for starters. Mr. Blake, principal at the element, he knows how bad they're, he knows I've been fighting this for years, trying to get them to improve playgrounds. These kids, I live close to the school complex there at West Block. It sounds corny to you, but I love to hear them playing. I guess part of it's been my life with kids. But I love the sound of kids having fun, screaming, enjoying, yelling. It just means a lot to me. I want to see them have everything we can give them. And I'd like to even start with the playgrounds, improving the safety aspects of it, and give them more things to do. But I won't take up any more time. I know they saved the best for last. Mr. Daly followed me. But thank you all again, and thank you, Jerry.